Blog Talk Radio. With Linus. I'm so glad you're joining me today on this Halloween special. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about jokes or tall tales, music, basically anything that's a little scary and creepy, but yet on a good note. So anyway, again, welcome to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina, our moderator, is in there. You know, Miss Nina is not only psychic and Reiki master, she's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So, you know, go in the chat room. If you got something funny in a Halloween way, share it with Miss Nina, and I'm sure she'll come on air and share it with the rest of us. So anyway, as always, you know, I start the show with entertainment news and then sports. So in between time, I may stop along the way and play some Halloween music. You know, I got to do some standbys. We will have some stories and stuff to tell, but I got to do a little Halloween stuff too in my music. Okay, well, entertainment news. Let's see what's going on in the world today. Well, congratulations to Stevie Wonder. He and his girlfriend are expecting triplets. Boy, you kind of strong there, brother. That's right, triplets. The Motown legend and his girlfriend, Tamika Robin Bracey, just had a baby last year, and this year she is pregnant again, this time with triplets. Stevie Wonder is 64 years old. Yes, I did say 64. So let's see, 64, and then you're going to add 18 years to that. Damn, Stevie, you'll be 82 years old. You'll be like great-grandpa coming to the school for PTA. But anyway, okay, fashion designer Kai Miller recently divorced his wife, fashion designer Kai Miller. They were married for 11 years, and they have two kids, ages 9 and 13. Wonder has 8 children, and the triplets will bring his total to 11. Well, dang, brother, you need to put something on it. Wonder is coming to Philadelphia next Sunday, so y'all be sure and support him back there, all my friends, at the Wells Fargo Center. All right. And it's his Kia Life Tour, so y'all turn out back there and support the brother. Well, Saturday Night Live will be rolling out the red carpet on November 1st when Chris Rock's, that's next week, y'all, when Chris Rock's returns to the show as host with Prince performing as a musical guest. I don't know if any of y'all were watching SNL at the time that Chris Rock was on there. He's the one that was so cheap, he would take his girlfriend out, and if it cost $2 for the water, he was like, $2? Can I just get a drop, a swallow? That was Chris Rock. He was hilarious on there. So be sure and tune in. That's November 1st, next Saturday, on SNL, and that's on NBC. Well, the ABC network has placed full season orders for their two new hit shows, How to Get Away with Murder, yay, with Viola Davis, and the comedy Blackish with Anthony Davis. That comes on tonight, y'all, at 9:30. Should be your time, too, east or west, but at 9:30. Blackish with Anthony Anderson, Tracy Ellis Ross, and, of course, Lawrence Fishburne. Let's see. How to Get Away with Murder airs on Thursday nights right after Scandal. Scandal comes on at 9, and How to Get Away with Murder comes on at 10 p.m. and Blackish airs tonight, as I said earlier, at 9:30. I tell you, it's right after Modern Family. I tell you, Shonda Rhimes has got ABC locked down. Okay. All right. I have to give my girl a hand cap because she got it locked down. Well, Scoop, Paula Patton has moved her new man into her home, y'all. He's a young musician named Zach Waters, whose friends say Patton is really into. Waters recently took to social media to show off pictures of Patton's home. In the meantime, Patton's soon-to-be ex-singer Robin Thicke recently threw himself a divorce party surrounded by a lot of young women. Well, say that then, brother. All right, we ain't mad at you. Okay, now, we got to take a little Halloween break for some music. Huh? Oh, sucka, sucka now. This is the Jammin' Halloween. We'll be back to entertainment news right after this.
Hey, Lennis.
He's kind of screamed it over and over and over.
What else was he doing?
I don't know, man. The guy was a schizo.
Look, I hear you. But any details you can give us about what he was saying or how he was saying it might help us figure out what happened to him.
The whole time he was...
Okay,
hello.
And we are back. Hello.
Hello, I was wondering what was going on. We had dead air.
Oh, you're kidding. You didn't hear the song? You didn't hear the music?
No music.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, the song just got through playing. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, everyone, for the dead air. The song was playing. I don't know why it didn't come through Blog Talk. That's interesting. Well, this is good to know. I'll make it up to y'all. Now, I know this one should play. Good Lord, I tell you. Let's see. This will make up for it. Here you go, folks. Let me know if you hear this one, Nina.
No, nothing's happening, Lennis.
Ash is playing. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Okay, let me stop the song. God, Monster Mash. I'm supposed to be able to go straight through to that through Skype. Okay, well, let's go back to entertainment news, and I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm just playing music, and it's not even going through. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we'll still keep the show going no matter what. We're truth and nails here. Okay, Pharrell Williams is gracing the latest edition of Ebony Magazine. It's a 2014 men's issue, and the Happy Singer gives a candid interview. Williams is on a roll. He just picked up 5 nominations for the American Music Awards. And speaking of the American Music Awards, John Legend, Sam Smith, and Beyonce are also up for awards. This year, some of the nominations have up to 10 slots to cover more artists. The awards are voted on by the fans, so who will be the big winner? The AMAs air Sunday, November 23rd at 8 p.m., and of course, you know, I'll bring it up again. I'm going for Sam Smith because he's the breakout artist from Britain. I just think he's fantastic, so I hope he wins a lot of awards. Well, Tyvis Smiley is coming to Philly this Saturday, October 18th. Well, that's passed, so that's old. Uncle Ted is back on the street. A couple of years ago, Ted Williams made headlines when he was discovered. Oh, as a homeless man with a golden voice. Y'all remember him? Oh, he did have a beautiful voice. After social media and TV newscasts picked up his story, William shot to instant fame, and the offers came pouring in. In a recent interview, Williams admitted that his manager squandered away his money and that even though he is working, he does not have a home. Oh, my God, brother, you were supposed to have been set up for life. Okay, well, hometown Little League pitching phenomenal Monet Davis has added more magazines to her repertoire. She's currently featured in Harper's Bazaar and Time magazine. In Time, Davis was listed with Malia and Sasha Obama among the top 25 most influential teens. Well, congratulations to you, young lady. Halle Berry's summer TV series Extant has been renewed by CBS. Really? Even though the series wasn't a rating smash, it still had millions of viewers, according to the on-demand viewing records and the people who record on DVR and watch later. Well, congratulations, Halle. Okay, Dear White People, the award-winning, critically acclaimed movie is coming. Dear White People is a comedy satire by Justin Simien, who wrote, produced, and directed the movie. The film is a satire about being a black face in a white place. I found it to be funny, and the cast is refreshing. They do a great job dealing with racial politics. The movie stars Tyler James Williams from Everybody Hates Chris, Tessa Thompson from Veronica Mars, who is outstanding, Tyona Paris, Brandon Bell, Kyle Gallander, and Dennis Hasbert. You know him from Allstate. The movie opens on the East Coast October 24th. Get ready for the return of Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 3 is a sequel 30 years in the making, but this time it will feature an all-female cast. Oh, boy. No word on who those actresses will be yet. You know, the original cast in 1984, y'all, and the sequel in 89 was Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Ernie Hudson, and don't forget Sigourney Weaver, Aliens. Well, Will Smith returns to the big screen as a con man in the movie Focus, which opens in theaters next year, the 27th of February. I saw the previews for that. Looks pretty good, y'all. You might want to check it out on AOL or who else would carry it. Yahoo, their movie thing is pretty good, too. Speaking of Soul Train, the Soul Train Music Awards air Sunday, November 30th. That's the end of next month on BET and Centric. Wendy Williams is hosting, and Kool and the Gang will be the night's big honorees. Patti LaBelle has joined the cast of American Horror Story Freak Show. Ooh, you know I don't miss an episode. In fact, it comes on tonight, y'all, at 10 o'clock. She plays the mother of Gabby Sidbe's character, who's also known for the movie Precious. This show is amazing, and it airs Wednesday night on FX Network. The cast is spectacular, too, including Oscar winners Jessica Lange, Kathy Bates, plus Oscar nominee Angela Bassett, who plays a three-breasted woman. You're talking about funny as hell. And Michael Chiklis is in it. Remember him from Fantastic Four in the comics? Well, he plays her husband. Okay, let me get back. So anyway, and let's see. Yeah, he's also joining the cast. And, oh, Michael Chiklis also plays Kathy Bates' ex-husband. So when he comes on the show, he's coming with his new wife, who's Angela Bassett, with three titties. Oh, Lord, three-breasted woman. And meanwhile, Patti LaBelle, she just started appearing for the last two episodes, and she's supposed to be in four so far. But like I said, she plays Gabby's mother in there. They haven't brought her into the show yet either, Gabby. I haven't seen her yet. So her character hasn't come on, but Patti's is. And more Patti news, she'll travel to Alabama State University in March of next year to hold a concert commemorating the 50th anniversary of the March from Selma to Montgomery. That march, also known as Bloody Sunday, is seen as one of the three marches that led to the passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Oprah Winfrey has more of our favorites line up for a new season of Where Are They Now on her own cable network. In fact, coming up this Sunday, the cast of the 90s sitcom A Different World I know you 30-something folks ought to remember that, will reunite with their producer and director, Debbie Allen. And that's on Oprah, Where Are They Now? TV host Michael Strahan is headed to the big screen in addition to Live with Kelly and Michael. And he's also on Good Morning America and his duties on Fox NFL Sundays. I tell you, he's so busy. The NFL Hall of Famer has signed for the Magic Mike sequel. Uh-oh. That the movie is about male strippers, right? Well, now we hear that there will be no stripping from the daytime host and sports analyst. He will be topless, and that's it. Well, that ain't no fun. We want to see it all, Mike. We want to see it all, as you men do when you go to women. Take it all off. Oh, jeez. Why is Fantasia's ex coming at her? What's behind the lawsuit? Brandel Schaus is the father of Fantasia's oldest daughter, Zion, who is 13. Schaus is suing for physical and legal custody because he says he doesn't like the way Zion is being raised. Reps for Fantasia says besides the fact that Schaus has never paid child support, he has never had a relationship with his daughter Zion. Reports say that Fantasia is considering countersuing for back child support. Go for it, girl. Schaus and the former American Idol champ were high school sweethearts when their relationship turned abusive. Schaus ended up pleading guilty to assaulting Fantasia. A custody trial is set for January. Well, Fantasia, no, you don't even have to worry about that, okay? Because he don't have a job or a home. He can't even show the judge. If he can be a father, it's got to be more than just your mouth, okay? Like you need a job, a house. All that goes with it, clothing, furniture, food in the house. Yeah, okay, you got me. The Lifetime Network is ready to unveil a slew of movies, y'all. The Aaliyah movie, Aaliyah, Princess of R&B, will air on Lifetime Saturday, November 15th. Nickelodeon star Alexandra Shipp plays the late singer, and Wendy Williams is the executive producer of the project. Will you go ahead, Wendy? Taraji P. Henson is producing and starring in Seasons of Love. The movie also stars LaToya Luckett, and Gladys Knight will air Sunday. November 23rd, the night before, it's an In Vogue Christmas starring In Vogue and David Alan Greer. The ladies are reunited for a holiday movie. On Saturday, December 13th, it's the movie The Santa Con starring Jael White and Wendy Williams as a preacher. Oh, Lord. Now, you know we got to turn in for that because this sounds funny. Well, the Queen of Soul has returned with a new album. Aretha Franklin sings the songs of great divas. Featuring on the Queen's album are Adele, Rolling in the Deep, Gladys Knight in the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia, Chaka Khan on Every Woman, Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, and Etta James, At Last. Babyface reunites with Franklin as one of the producers of this project. The Queen recently made an appearance on David Letterman's show singing her rendition of Rolling in the Deep. That video has become so acclaimed, it's a viral sensation. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to check that out, y'all, so I guess I'll have to jump over to YouTube after the show. Well, Oscar winner Jamie Foxx returns to the big screen in the newest version of the movie musical Annie. The original movie came out in 1982. And was a Broadway sensation before that. Jay-Z, Will Smith are producing this version. Will also stars Oscar nominee Q Wallace as Annie. The movie opens in theaters December 19th. Be sure and mark your calendars. Okay, and with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right on back. So don't you go anywhere. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We'll be right back. Okay, and we are back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. So come on in if you've got some Halloween jokes or stories that you would like to share. I was going to play some Halloween music for you today, but for some reason it's not allowing me to do that. So that's okay. We will still enjoy, and I still got some Halloween scary stories to share with you. So right now, as always, you know, we talk about sports, and right now we're in NFL Week 8. So I'll just do a few highlights for you, what to look for here at Week 8 coming up. Well, no matter which scale you're looking at, a real life or fantasy football, Ahmad Bradshaw has measured up as one of the best running backs in the NFL over the first half of the season. What's more impressive is that he's done so, averaging 4.8 yards per carry, hauling in 24 catches and going for 7 touchdowns, despite splitting time in the backfield with Trent Richardson. Yeah, so what might the 28-year-old veteran have one of the biggest games of the season against Pittsburgh this weekend? Well, we shall just see, won't we? Well, is there any chance Shaw is RG3 going to play or what? It has been 5 weeks since RG3 dislocated his ankle on September 15th as Washington is set to roll out with Colt McCoy as a starting quarterback on Monday night against Dallas, rumors have started to swirl that RG3 may return to the field and play this week. Is there any chance of that actually happening? Who knows? Who knows? Well, on Sunday, Ryan Tannehill had his first multi-touchdown, zero-interception game of the season as he completed 25 of 32 pass attempts for 277 yards. The Miami Dolphins ended up beating the Chicago Bears 27-14. Yes, yes. Well, have defenses figured out Tressman? The Chicago Bears have lost 3 of their past 5 games, including Sunday's 27-14 loss to the Miami Dolphins. I'm not trying to grind it in, guys. Quarterback Jay Cutler makes for an easy target when it comes to the Bears' struggles on offense. And WR Brandon Marshall reportedly called him out in the locker room Sunday. Say what? But perhaps opposing defenses simply have figured out Coach Mark Trestman's system. Yeah, okay. Okay, Wayne is looking iffy for Week 7. After hurting his elbow during Sunday's game, Indianapolis Colts, W.R. Ragey Wayne downplayed the injury afterwards. Mm-hmm. Will McCown replace Glennon Sunday? Well, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been playing without quarterback Josh McCown since he tore a ligament in his thumb back in Week 3, leaning instead on second-year quarterback Mike Glennon. However, McGown returned to practice Monday with his first significant throwing session since he got hurt. How long will Pierce Thomas be out? In Week 6, Pierre Thomas had his best game of the season, totaling 112 yards, y'all, and 2 touchdowns on 12 touches against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. With Mark Ingram returning from his broken hand in Week 7, Thomas still managed to get 10 touches, but managed just 30 yards and left the game with a sore shoulder. Will Rashad Jennings return in Week 9? Perhaps. It isn't coincidence that the New York Giants have lost their past 2 games with Rashad Jennings sidelined by a sprained knee, because they haven't been able to move the ball on the ground without him. My. Rams most likely to move to L.A. The St. Louis Rams are on the short list of teams, along with the San Diego Chargers and Oakland Raiders, most likely to move to Los Angeles. Last week, I noted that there was some buzz about the Rams securing a new open-air stadium, a move that would keep them in St. Louis. Well, I'm going to let y'all know. You know, they're thinking of making the NFL season longer and add 4 more teams. two from the AFC and two from the NFC. Now, it's in talk. Nothing's ingrained yet, but we'll see after the Super Bowl next year what's going to happen. Well, on Sunday, Washington Redskins coach Jay Gruden benched the struggling Kirk Cousins for Colt McCoy, who led the team to win over the Tennessee Titans, their first since week two. For a split second Sunday, it looked like C.J. Spiller was going to return form as a stud fantasy running back. Fred Jackson was felled by a groin injury, opening up a larger workload for Spiller, who proceeded to bust loose for a 53-yard gain on his first carry. Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone when he was tackled. Like, damn. The Chicago Bears announced their rookie and center back Kyle Fuller was forced from Sunday's game due to a hip injury. The severity of that malady is unclear, but it appears that a hand injury is also sustained, could keep him out of game action this week. More bad news for the Bears. Stud rookie CB Kyle Fuller broke his hand and suffered a hip pointer today. Hard to play corner wing one hand. The Bears already have been playing without center back Charles Tillman, who has been out since week two. So losing Fuller for an extended period could be rough on their already struggling defense. Boy, I tell you, you just never know. You just never know. Okay, well, on the NFL, let's see what the standings are. Now, you know, of course, on Saturday morning, when I'm on with the guys, that we do NFL, it's a tailgate party, NFL tailgate party and shout out. Anyway, Saturday mornings at 7 a.m., you just want to go to Spreaker.com, and you'll hear me, Dave, Gio, and Sam O, and we discuss all the games coming up for next week, as well as collegiate. So from 7 to 8, the guys are talking collegiate, and I'm on from 8 to 9. This is all Pacific time for us. Discussing the NFL playoffs. So let's look at the standings, and then we're going to go to our Halloween stuff. Okay, well, National Football Conference, Dallas and Philadelphia. Well, to be honest, Dallas is number one right now. Dallas is outplaying everybody. They are six with only one loss. Philadelphia is behind them 5-1. Detroit and Green Bay are tied up 5-2. In the NFC South, Carolina's pulling the weight, y'all, for everybody. And poor Tampa Bay, they are 1-5 now in the South. But anyway, Carolina's leading, y'all. In the NFC West, Arizona's way out front with 5-1. In the bottom is St. Louis 2-4, and we're only above them in third place. Seattle Seahawks are 3-3. I ain't worried about it because we're going to win the Super Bowl. Okay, now in the American Football League conference, you have New England that is leading the AFC East 5-2, and the Jets, bless your heart, 1-6. You worse than Tampa Bay Jets. God, dog. Okay, AFC North, we got Baltimore leading the pack 5-2. Second place is Cincinnati with 3-2. And in the AFC South, we've got Indianapolis leading 5-2. Houston in second place, 3-4. Jacksonville with the rest of them, 1-6. Tampa Bay and the other ones. The AFC West, we've got Denver 5-1 and San Diego 5-2. I tell you, the AFC West looks pretty promising, and so does the NFC East. With Dallas and Philadelphia and the AFC West, Denver and San Diego. Oh, boy, this is really getting good for week eight. So stand by. You never know. You never know. Okay, we're going to take another break right here. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Phone number 646-727-2914. Stay with us. Right back. It's the Halloween story. Well, welcome back, everybody, to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Ms. Nina is your moderator for this evening. And this is a Halloween special. I do apologize. I had so much music to play and have fun with, but for some reason it's not working out that way. So that's okay. It doesn't stop us. We still continue on with a good show. I wanted to, before I got the scary story, I wanted to just mention some movies, scary movies that you might have enjoyed at one time or another. And I was just thinking of funny ones like Addams Family Values. Those were good. Arsenic and Old Lace, that's 1944. Ha ha, gotcha. Addams Family Values was in 1993. Hocus Pocus, that was good for kids. 1993, comedy. I mean, these are comedies, just, you know, something to laugh at. Son of the Mask, 2005, Once Bitten, 1985. Now, scary movie franchise. I don't know if you're into that, but they did five of them, y'all, from the original scary movie to number five. I would need my daughter Chabonet on here to talk about that. She's a scary movie fan. And then on horrors, I would think the first one that kind of got to people was the Amityville Horror. Remember that? That came out in 1979. And then they did a remake in 2005. How is it? I couldn't tell you. And remember The Changeling? That came out in 1980. And then The Clown Murders. Let's see, what else was back then? Oh, remember The Creep Show? The first Creep Show came out in 1982, y'all. And then they did a Creep Show 2. That was in 1987. Ooh, I bet you a lot of people out there remember this one, The Exorcist. Remember, in 1973. And it's still scaring people today. I don't like watching that movie. Ginger Snaps, that came out in 2000. Let's see, what else? Oh, House of a Thousand Corpses, that came out in 2003. So some of the younger people are that one. Or House of Fears, 2007. Lady in White, that was in 1998. Oh, Pet Cemetery. Y'all remember that? The first Pet Cemetery came out in 1989, and then they did a remake, Pet Cemetery 2, in 1992. You know they got the remakes. Ooh, remember Poltergeist? Woohoo! They're back! That was good. Oh, I remember Night of the Living Dead or The Return of the Living Dead. Good God. I went on and on. Sleepy Hollow came out in 1999. Trick or Treat. The first one was in 1986. Trick or Treat. So it was in 1982. And then they did Trick or Treat in 1986. The Halloween franchise. I don't think Jason ever dies. My favorite of Halloween is Jason 10. And that's the thing. Or is Halloween Michael Myers? Oh, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Halloween is Michael Myers. Okay, so the original one started in 1987. And the last one to be made, called Halloween 2, was in 2009. So, and they made like 6, 7, 8 Halloweens. Good Lord. 10 Halloweens. Good Lord. And then the Night of the Demons franchise. That started in 1988, and they did a revival in 2009, Night of the Demons. Now, for the children and family, yeah. The Little Boy Who Cried Wolf came out in 2010, The Broomstick Bunny. Now, that was 1956. And Casper, remember Casper the Friendly Ghost? That came out in 1995. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, 2010. The Dog Who Saved Halloween. Oh, I watched this. Oh, E.T. How could I forget E.T., everybody? E.T. the Extraterrestrial. It came out in 82. And some of you might, you know, have that movie around. That'll be fun to share with the kids. Frank and Weenie came out in 2012. I saw that. It is too cute. Grown-ups will laugh their butt off, let alone the kids will really enjoy as well. But see, it's been quite a few. Oh, Hocus Pocus in 1993. I think that was a Disney movie. I might have mentioned that earlier. Oh, Hotel Transylvania. If some of you parents or grandparents, that came out 2012, and that's another cute one that the whole family can enjoy. Monster House came out in 2006. Monster Squad. Anybody remember Monster Squad? That came out in 1987. The Nightmare Before Christmas. Might still have that around. That was 1993. Okay, and Space Invaders. Oh, God, yes. That was in 1990. So, yep. And then, well, I really wouldn't call these Halloween, but, you know, Batman, different ones like that, you know, could be. But anyway, those are just some. I mean, if you can think of some, please call in and share, or either go into the chat room and let Miss Nina know. But, oh, my goodness, there's just all kind of good movies, I tell you. But I'll tell you the one that scared me the most, and it's not even, to be honest with you, a scary movie, was Unusual Suspects. And that's more a drama, but it was a good mystery. And Seven. Oh, man, Seven scared the crap out of me. That was with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. Now, you may not think it's a scary movie, but pick that movie up and watch that one, okay? That's unbelievable. Okay, so for the last 10 minutes, let me share some scary movies. And if you want to call in and share a scary movie or experience, whatever, please do. Or either go in the chat room. Let Miss Nina know. We're all ears and eyes tonight, okay? All right, so these are scary stories I just picked out, and they're quick and short. The Axe Murder Hollow. Susan and Ned were driving through a wooded, empty section of highway. Lightning flashed. Thunder roared. The sky went dark and the torrential downpour. "We better stop," said Susan. Ned nodded his head in agreement. When he stepped on the brake, the car started to slide on the slick pavement. They went off the road and slid to a halt at the bottom of an incline. Black Aggie. When Felix Agnes put up the life-size shrouded brown statue of a grieving angel seated on a pedestal in the Angus family plot in the Druid Ridge Cemetery, he had no idea what he had started. The statue was a rather eerie figure by day, frozen in a moment of grief and terrible pain. At night, the figure was almost unbelievably creepy, the shroud over its head obscuring the face until you were up close to it. There was a living air about the grieving angel, as if its arms could really reach out and grab you if you weren't careful. Black magic. Mad Henry was a hermit who lived alone in a decrepit mansion at the edge of town. Rumors were rife about the wild-eyed man. Some folks said that he was a magician who called upon the powers of darkness to wreak havoc upon his neighbors. Others called him a mad doctor who could restore life to foul corpses from the local cemetery. No respectable citizen in town had anything to do with Mad Henry. Bloody Bones. Way back in the deep woods, there lived a scrawny old woman who had a reputation for being the best conjuring woman in the Ozarks. With her bedaggled black and gray hair, funny eyes, one yellow and one green, and her crooked nose, old Betty was not a pretty picture, but she was the best there was at fixing what ailed a man, and that was all that counted. Bloody Mary. She lived deep in the forest in a tiny cottage and sold herbal remedies for the living. Folks living in town nearby called her Bloody Mary and said she was a witch. None dared cross the old crone for fear that their cows would go dry, their food stores rot away before winter, their children take sick of fever, or any number of terrible things that an angry witch could do to her neighbors. Bloody Mary returns. My stepmother was vile. I guess most kids think that when their father remarries. But in this case, it was true. She only married father because he was rich and she hated children. There were three of us, me, Marie, my middle brother Richard, and my youngest brother Charles. We were the price my stepmother Goethe paid for being rich, and we were all that stood between her and inheriting father's money when he died. So she took steps against us, and we don't know what they were. Bloody Mary Wells. When the Civil War ended slavery, it was a disaster for old man Wells, who no longer had a profitable source of income to supplement his farm work. And then his beloved wife died in childbirth. Overnight, Wells fell to pieces. He hated the child, a little girl named Mary, that had killed his wife. He neglected her dressing, dressed her in rags, making her do all the farm chores, and half-starving her. In spite of the cruel treatment, Mary grew into a sweet girl who loved her wicked father. The Brick Wall. Massey was a soldier, unfortunate enough to cross me, his commanding officer. He did not live to regret it. There was something very satisfying in the moment when I thrust the tip of my sword into the soldier's heart during our duel. I watched him fall to the ground with the satisfaction of a job well done. Brother's Revenge. The blizzard was raging fiercely around them as the brothers stumbled down the long road. They were miles from any farm and knew they had to seek shelter or freeze to death. So it was with gratitude the two brothers spotted a saloon and pushed their way through the door. Sorry about that. Burnt Church. She was sophisticated, poised, and cultured. In retrospect, this should have made them suspicious. A teacher like her should be presiding over a girls' school in London or New York, not seeking a position in a small town in Georgia. But at that time, they were too delighted by her application to ask any questions. Dancing with the Devil. The girl hurried through her schoolwork as fast as she could. It was the night of the high school dance along about 70 years ago in the town of Kingsville, Texas. The girl was so excited about the dance, she had bought a brand new sparkling red dress for the dance. She knew she looked smashing in it. It was going to be the best evening of her life. Then their mother came in the house looking pale and determined. Keeping you on the edge of the seats, aren't I? Don't turn on the light. She commandeered the room in the basement of her dorm as soon as she realized she would have to pull an all-nighter in order to prepare for tomorrow's final exam. Her roommate, Jenna, liked to get to bed early, so she packed up everything she thought she would need and went downstairs to study and study and study some more. The Face. The medical student toppled into love as soon as he set his eyes on Sheila, the beautiful new transfer student. She had masses of long hair and eyelashes so long they got tangled in her curls. When she leaned over a desk, the medical student had a withdrawn nature, though not by inclination. He learned the hard way that people avoided him when they heard about his insane father locked away in an asylum. There was once a monk at the mission who loved money and power more than he loved God. He would hear the confessions of the good folk who attended the mission, and then he would blackmail them into giving him gold and silver to keep their darkest secrets. All right. Let me check in and see. Miss Nina, did you have anything scary to share? A scary movie? Or even something that might have happened to you that was like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo? No. Oh, well. Okay, I was checking. Did you have anything you wanted to share, Nina?
No, I don't like scary movies.
Okay, I'll thank you all. Well, I do want to say I went to the show to see Dracula, the new one that just came out, and I want you to know it was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it. It's a different twist on Dracula. So I think you'd enjoy it if you went to go see it. I do. I think you would enjoy it. Like I said, it's a twist on it, so it's a little bit different than normal. Let me see what else is good. I'm trying to think what other. Oh, well, you know, tonight, I mean, I know it's not Halloween, but tonight you can watch American Movie Horror. That would be good. It kind of gets you in the scary mood. Like I said, things that scare me are not really the scary movies, because I don't know why. They don't, I guess I'm a person, I can look through and see that this was, what do you say, FX or makeup or whatever like that. But stories, like I said earlier, Unusual Suspects or like Seven, because it talks about the seven deadly sins in the Bible. Now, that scares me because that can be true, which if you watch a movie, like I said, it's Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt. It just, wow. It really, it makes you think. So I guess for me, it's not so much scary as it makes me think about things. So I enjoy that aspect of it. So anyway, well, I'll tell you what, since we're close to the end, I think I'm just going to go ahead and close her out. We did really good, and I thank you for anybody that was listening to the show. And again, I apologize that my music didn't work, but maybe next time, or maybe I'll be on next Friday. So you know what? Next Friday, which will be Halloween the 31st, listen to the show. I will have that Halloween music up for sure that it'll work. So anyway, thank you again for joining me today. Thank you, Miss Nina, as always in the chat room. And everybody have a good week. Oh, let me tell you, don't forget Thursday, the 23rd is a new moon. Woo, almost forgot. Want to definitely tell you that. Thursday is a new moon. Thank you, God. And after Sunday, we are out of Mercury retrograde. Glory, glory, hallelujah. All right, y'all. Have a good week and a good weekend. Be good to one another and learn to smile. Good night, Miss Nina.